There you go, Momo. What about Jorge Bergman?
Oh, we're doing it?
Yeah. Even though Momo's here, you're still allowed to do it.
Depends
on
the day.
What's going on, people? It is it's Wednesday, Momo. I'm glad you're back. It's fun work. Yesterday, I thought was a really fun show. It's fun to be back in studio.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've actually seen you in a while.
I know. Did we see each other like maybe a Laker game?
I think we saw each other on opening night when the Lakers lost to Golden State. I think that was the last time we saw each other.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So the 710 Mandy Awards are almost sold out. Can you believe that?
I totally believe it. I can't believe it's still there's even tickets left, to be honest.
So it's coming up Sunday, February the 6th.
I'm always
Quiet Cannon in Montebello. You want your tickets today? Go to 710awards.net. It's $25 per ticket. And I was thinking, you know, you are a big dancer.
Yeah, you've seen me.
So we're operating with a delay. That's okay. You're a big dancer. So here's the goal. The goal is to give people added value at this event, right? To put on a show. And so one of the things I think we need to do is to introduce a segment where Momo demonstrates her dances. What do you think?
I think that's a little off-brand for me.
Off-brand? Wait a
minute. No, I love this.
All the time.
Can we please do this, Momo? Please. Like, Momo, in between each thing we do, you just do a little dance move, whatever you want to do.
You can either do
Is this talking
dance?
About like an everyday thing? Is this like an everyday thing, or is this like at the Mandy Awards you have
at
to
the
buy
Mandy Awards
to see this? Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I can do that. I'm just saying, like, it's going to get real old because, I mean, I know the sprinkler and I know the cabbage patch and some other, you know, 90s dances, but we're going to run out of dances pretty quick.
But we want to see the coyote dance and we want to see the game of games dance.
Well, the game of games dance is really just, you know, kind of like a hype dance, right? Like I'm just bouncing. I'm like, I look like I'm warming up for a game.
We are going to be playing. We are going to be playing Family Feud, so you can you can during Family Feud, Momo, you can do the dance.
Okay, but I need assurances that this is not being broadcast.
Not being
on
broadcast.
Everybody's cell phone.
Not being recorded. Everybody has to. No, I was going to say everybody has to check their cell phone at the door, but it's not Derek Jeter's house.
We may do
I
that.
Know.
We can possibly do that.
We might.
I mean, it would be a way more fun event if we did that.
Can you imagine?
Like,
can you imagine the
that
stuff
would be
with,
so
that would
much
get
more
said
fun
if we confiscate everybody's phones?
You can go blue, Mace. You can go blue.
What do you mean? Let's go blue.
Working blue? You've never heard of working blue?
No. What's that mean?
Yeah, working blue is you know, you cuss and you swear and you say stuff that's inappropriate. Working blue.
Oh, yeah. So I still wouldn't trust anybody. But like, I don't know how far we can. But I would probably do more embarrassing things or be a little looser if there was no cell phones.
Right? Well, I'll tell you one thing candid. We're going to do. I talked to Morales about it yesterday. We are going to. Mm. Did you hear this? How we're going to begin the event, Bergman, Momo?
No.
No, I haven't heard this.
No.
I am going to sing the national anthem.
Okay.
Of course. Of course.
Of course. We need to celebrate America before we actually start the hijinks.
Just.
Yeah. I'm down.
You guys are not
it.
Excited think... about that at all, are you?
Oh, no, we're very excited. Let's go,
I
Mace.
Heard you do it. I haven't heard you do it live. I would be excited to see
it
that.
It can ruin your chances of winning best show, just saying.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Never mind. Don't sing it.
Openly campaign. By the way, so you can vote right now. Go to 710awards.net. I've got a team of people voting for me right now. No, I'm just kidding.
You have bots? Did you get like a bot army?
I've got bots going in and voting for us. Tonight we're getting ready for Lakers and Milwaukee. Milwaukee's off to a slow start. They are, 6-8 right now?
6-8, but they've had a ton of, the Milwaukee's had a ton of injuries. They've had a couple of guys who got long bouts of COVID. Chris Middleton's been out, Drew Holiday's been out, Giannis has been out. So there's a little bit of a championship hangover going on, but there's a lot of just injuries, bad luck with Milwaukee so far. So,
and this is the start,
really
of a, start of a five-game road trip at Milwaukee tonight, at Boston on Friday, at Detroit on Sunday, at the Knicks on Tuesday, and at the Pacers on Thursday. I think I've got that right. Five-game trip, which means that we're off at 3 o'clock. We've only got 2 hours of show today, so we got to pack a lot of stuff in. And we're doing lie of the day. It is my lie today. And if you can correctly identify the lie at 2:30 today, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center, November 25th and 26th, featuring USC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph. You can get your tickets at thewoodenlegacy.com. So pay attention, because at some point, I will tell a lie today. So so Lakers tonight, and we got that coming up for you. There is something I want to play from Stephen A. Smith. Do you have what I was wanted to play here, guys?
Oh, I heard this.
You do not. Okay.
Greg was doing double duty. He's, you know, running, he's producing every show.
We'll find it. We'll find it. Just good. Talk for a minute. We'll find it. You'll have it in a minute.
Okay, okay. So Stephen A., hot take Steve, always has got something that is worth playing. And let me just ask you this question. Last night I watched I watched Golden State play. They looked really, really good. I am wondering if Golden State is a championship contender. I kind of think they are.
I do too. I can't really believe how good they are this early in the year with a team that's not all that different than last year when they finished in the play-in game. Right? Yeah. It's not like they have Klay Thompson back yet. They just got Andre Iguodala back. They've got some young guys who are stepping up. They added some nice veterans. I mean, but really no big names. Like Otto Porter is probably the biggest name they added.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins Nemanja Bjelica. Jordan Poole has been good. Really good.
But all those guys were on the team last year when they finished ninth. You know, or they finished eighth and then they essentially finished ninth by losing the play-in games. So it's not that different of a team. It's just they added the right pieces. And they, I think what's obvious about Golden State is that they really have an identity. They know how they want to play.
Yep.
They know how they want to play around Steph Curry. He's there every night. And they're just a well-oiled machine. And they're only going to get better when Klay Thompson comes back in another month. And I think it's that rebuild has gone really well, really fast. And
yeah, from what I've seen in the West, Golden State is for real. Phoenix, I think, is for real. I think they've won 9 in a row now. Phoenix looks really good. They were not a one-year fluke. I think Utah is pretty good. I think the Lakers. Denver's pretty good. Jokic, as long as he stays healthy. Do they have a chance of getting Jamal Murray back this year, or is he gone for the year?
I think no, he could come back this year. It could be, but it'll be late because it was an ACL. And remember, the last year was sort of behind. You know, it was like later in the year on the schedule terms. So
Stephen A. went on First Take, I think yesterday, and I want to play what he said about LeBron. And we should mention LeBron James. Momo reported originally that LeBron James potentially will play on Friday against Boston in Boston. Here's what Stephen A. said yesterday about LeBron James.
I think LeBron has won his last title. I think it's over.
Okay. I'm glad 15 games into the season you feel that way.
It's not LeBron's fault. I mean, LeBron is going to be LeBron. He's going to come back. He's going to do what he's going to do. But I'm just saying to you that collectively when you look at Russell Westbrook's a member of the Lakers. Okay. LeBron's a member of the Lakers. And I'm telling you, they ain't winning no chip.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So LeBron has won his last title is the takeaway there. You know, Stephen A. is paid to be very, very certain and to be definite and to have a take. LeBron James, it is way too early to say LeBron James has won his last title. He's writing off this year. And I don't think you can write off the Lakers. We talked about Golden State, and we talked about Utah, and we talked about Phoenix. I don't think you write off the Lakers at this point.
No, me neither. I mean, to be honest, it is concerning that two of the last 3 years, LeBron had major injuries that basically cost the Lakers a playoff run or a chance at a title, but this is also what being 36, almost 37 is. You have years where it's just, you know, if you stay healthy, you got a chance. If you don't stay healthy, you don't have a chance. And I think one of the things, Mace, that the Lakers and LeBron and everybody in this league is understanding now is that there was a sense, LeBron was back in Cleveland, and there was a sense that, okay, as he aged, he would sort of turn over the playmaking duties and the carrying of the team to a younger teammate.
Right.
So initially, that was going to be Kyrie Irving. Remember when he called him the kid?
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
He was going to give the, you know, he called, and he had this sort of affection for Kyrie, and he was going to let Kyrie lead the team, and he would take, you know, a lesser role, but just beat at him, almost the way that Kareem and Magic did in their back half of their run together, right? Like Magic, you know, Kareem was the guy, but you know, he would kind of pace himself at the end there, and Magic would carry them for certain times. So that was the blueprint that every other superstar tandem has formed in the NBA, and it looked like LeBron was going to do that. He tried with Kyrie. Kyrie didn't want to. They tried with Lonzo Ball. He was too young, not ready for that spot. They want Anthony Davis to be that guy, and he might be, but he got hurt last year. And this year, now that we see him out there with just him and Westbrook and no LeBron, doesn't really look like he can be he's carrying the Lakers without LeBron, right?
Right.
Does it look like that to you yet?
No, not at all.
I think it just has to. LeBron still has to carry the Lakers. He still has to be the guy. There's no question about it.
I mean, and honestly, we've not seen those three guys on the floor together very much.
What is it,
six games so far this year? I think they're 4-2 with LeBron on the floor along with AD and Westbrook. I don't know how those pieces fit. I mean, I think Westbrook is a very frustrating player to watch. Mm-hmm. I said this, you know, when Ireland was here last week. I said it's kind of like an e-ticket ride. You're gonna get all the Westbrook.
Yeah.
You're gonna get all the good and all the bad. You're gonna get the triple doubles and you're gonna get the turnovers. You're gonna get the good nights where he's under control and the bad nights where he's not finishing at the basket and he's not playing under control. It's just there's not a lot of, and I've only watched Russell Westbrook from afar, right? I've only seen him when he's come to town or played the Lakers. Watching him every night, I find it to be frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And Maze, I'll tell you this. If you were there in the building every night and doing the interviews with Westbrook, you'd be even more frustrated.
In what way?
Because he doesn't help himself. He makes it really hard. I mean, a couple nights ago, he was looking at his phone the whole time during the press conference, right? Just like wouldn't. Then I think on Sunday, I guess he was, people were trying to ask him questions and he was watching TV as they were asking him questions. And I think Brad Turner said to him, "Hey Russ, I'm in the back here," and he says, I don't need to look at reporters when I answer questions."
Yeah,
I mean, it's rough, you know. He's a frustrating, but incredibly talented guy, and so that's what the Lakers have bet on here. They just said, "We need another star. LeBron gets hurt. AD gets hurt. We need another star to carry us when and if those two things, you know, AD or Bron get hurt." And that's Westbrook. And for better or worse, that's what they got.
All right. Yeah. But I think it's way too early. There's no.
Yeah, too early.
Way too early. And you know what? I'm starting to wonder, Momo, maybe this team isn't going to be a top four seed. Maybe this is a six seed. Maybe this is a five seed.
Yeah, it might be. I think it all depends on how many games LeBron actually plays.
I agree. I completely agree.
I did not see him missing this many games. He's missed like 2 weeks with this with this ab injury. I mean, it's going to be more than 2 weeks by the time he comes back. And I think this is right out of the gates when they had an easy schedule that they could have used the time to run off some wins and coalesce as a team, like figure out how they want to play. They're still figuring that out. They're still trying all these different experiments.
And right. And
it's going to be like this all year.
And the three guys together, by the way, Momo, are a net plus one. When you have the three bigs, the three superstars together, it's a plus one. So
you want to win a championship on, but
it's really not. It's not fair because they haven't played together very much and they haven't figured each other out necessarily. But at this point, from what we've seen, they got stuff to work out. All right, coming up next for you, Staples Center is gone. Did you hear about this? It's gone.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of all this.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
We will get to
I'm
that.
I'm running out and getting some Bitcoin, I guess.
We will get to that coming up for you. Don't forget, you can get your tickets to the Mandy Awards, 710awards.net, and make sure you vote, especially for Mason Ireland as Show of the Year. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for noticing. Yeah, the show is off to a slow start. We had a little delay. It was like, is everybody here now? Is everybody here and accounted for?
I'm here. I got you.
All right, good.
I'm here.
Bergman, you there?
Greg? George?
Oh, we're here. We're here. We're here. We're here. We're here.
You're there. All right.
We're both here.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we are off to a slow start. So, Staples Center's gone. It's done. It's history.
Yeah.
It's through.
Yeah.
It's over. It's finished. Starting on Christmas Day, Staples Center will turn into Crypto.com Arena. Crypto.com Arena. There is a brand new 20-year deal paying the highest rights fee ever recorded in sports history, $700 million over 20 years, to turn Staples Center into Crypto.com Arena. So I've been saying this for a while, and actually a couple things. First of all, in 20 years, will there be Staples stores? I can't imagine there will be.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're not going to run down to Staples to buy a ream of paper or some Sharpies or make copies or whatever you do at Staples now. That's not going to exist.
Yeah,
so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's old economy.
That this is sunsetting, right? There's not going to be a Staples Center anymore. Instead, it's going to be Crypto.com Arena. Now, if you listen to the show, if you follow the show, I was an early Bitcoin adopter. I have been a huge believer in cryptocurrency. I don't trade, but I own Bitcoin. And what crypto.com is, it's a bank. So there are lots of different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand, by the way, digital currency?
Kind of. Not really. Like let me tell you my general sense of what cryptocurrency is.
Okay.
Is it's imaginary currency, okay? Like we're getting off the dollars and the euros and you're not assigning the same currencies that we use in the world. You're assigning something called blockchain, okay?
Yes,
and
correct.
The way that cryptocurrency will break through, and this is, I think, a really important reason why crypto.com bought the naming rights, is it just needs to be standardized. It needs to be like you go to a Starbucks and you can buy your latte for whatever it is in cryptocurrency.
Correct.
If you're able to do that very easily, buy and purchase things in the real world with cryptocurrency, then I think it will become normalized.
And by the way, there are places you can spend cryptocurrency right now.
Yeah,
there are. You can buy Dallas Mavericks season tickets using cryptocurrency.
Yep.
There are ATM machines where you can actually withdraw money from your cryptocurrency account. You mentioned the euro, okay? There's not going to be money anymore. We're not going to be handling money, coins. We're not going to be handling dollars. Isn't Staples Center a cashless arena? I don't think you can pay cash for anything.
It was
Dodger Stadium, you can't pay cash for anything anymore. SoFi Stadium,
really?
You can't pay cash for anything anymore. No. It's all either credit cards or Apple Pay or Google Pay or one of those things that you use. Money is going to become a thing of the past. And so at some point, the Bitcoin will be measured against I'm not the world's greatest expert on this. In fact, if you are, 877-710-ESPN, if you can explain this better than me, and frankly, I'm pretty sure you can if you're into it, 877-710-ESPN. The idea is that you mentioned the euro always has a certain value against the dollar, right?
Right.
Okay.
And some of that is the value against gold or silver or some other metal that generally fluctuates in price, but is always it's actually a real product. Like there's actually gold in the world, right?
Correct.
And I think what's hard for people to wrap their head around is that if you go to an ATM and you want to get out some money, like you can take out some bills, okay? But if you want to take out some cryptocurrency, there's nothing tangible that you actually get.
Bitcoin ATMs now.
But you don't get paper money or coins.
No.
You just get it on your phone.
What I'm saying is, who needs paper money anymore? It's a thing of the past. We're not going to have
change. It's a hard thing for people to wrap their heads around.
Yeah, it's going to go away. No. Although, seriously, do you carry cash?
Yeah, I do.
I don't
carry
a dime.
Because there are places where you need cash.
I don't carry a single dime.
Mm.
Not a single dime.
I always have at least $40 on me in cash.
Because
parking or places like parking lots where you go and you have to
use your credit card or your Apple Pay.
It's true, you could, but not every parking lot has that. Like when you're going around downtown LA or you're going around different arenas, but when you travel, they don't always have a credit card thing. Plus, have you ever had somebody steal your credit card, or have you ever lost your wallet or your credit card?
Well, sure, and I've had money stolen. I've had credit cards stolen. Sure, I mean that absolutely happens.
Yeah, I know. There's just I think we're in a transition period now. I've never really quite wrapped my head around Bitcoin or the need for it.
Digital currency. I don't understand why it's so tough to understand. It's digital currency. The same way dollars have become digital currency, Bitcoin is digital currency.
Right, so what's the point of it, though? Like, why do we need it?
Well, why do we need the euro?
Why do we need
gold? Why do we need any of these particular things?
Something somebody invented to just create a financial product to me, where there's a limited amount of it, so the increase in value because people speculate on it has gone up. But I don't see the real value, and I'm probably too dumb to understand this, but like there's really smart people I know who are completely sold on the need for it. I just don't get it.
This is what my issue is.
It feels like a financial product to me.
What's your issue?
It's not so much an issue. So if I have a dollar and you ask me for a dollar, I give you a piece of paper. You take that dollar. It's worth $1 no matter what. It's worth $1 today. It's worth $1 tomorrow.
Well, it's not $1. Actually true.
No, no, no. A dollar is not always worth the same.
No, if I go to you right now, if you're sitting in the studio with me and I handed you a dollar, it's worth a dollar today, tomorrow, the next day, everything else.
Why would you not Venmo it me?
Well, no, all right, stop.
But if Apple Pay. No, I'm serious.
No, but the point is, Greg,
the
value of a dollar changes.
Well, the value of a dollar, it's $1. If I go to a store, it's worth $1.
No, the value of a dollar changes versus other currencies. A dollar
what he's saying is, if he gives me a dollar today, I have to give him a dollar next week or the week after. Still going to be a dollar. I'm not going to give him $5 because the dollar changed, like you guys are saying. I'm not going to give him back a $5 bill when he gave me one. Does that make sense?
Right.
If you give me $100 in crypto, in Bitcoin, that could be worth $101 tomorrow, or it can be worth $95 tomorrow.
Right.
It goes up and down constantly.
It changes by every moment.
It's constantly changing. So that's why I just don't understand how this could be a thing that we use on a consistent basis. I mean, I'm like you, Momo. I could be really dumb about all this, but the fact of the matter is, I don't understand how we can have money that changes constantly.
Is the fact that the building, formerly known as Staples Center, it turns into Crypto.com Arena on Christmas Day, for 20 years at $700 million. Does that not demonstrate that cryptocurrency is here to stay and is going to mean something to all of us sooner or later?
I think it's a good step for cryptocurrency normalizing itself to a larger population. Like if you walk in there and if I want to go get a char burger or I want to get a hot dog or a Blaze pizza and they're like, okay, that'll be $10 or whatever fraction of a Bitcoin it is.
You can pay cash or Bitcoin.
And I can pay for it. Yeah, you can pay in cash or Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever else Elon Musk is speculating wildly on. I guess that's a good thing. It's normalizing it. So the whole point of crypto was that everybody was speculating for all these years that it's going to become some standardized currency, or there's going to be there. We don't know which cryptocurrency will be standardized. Okay,
but yeah, it's going to be. Standardized. Look, I don't believe
so. This
that
helps
any of
normalize
them
it.
Bitcoin right now,
right? But there's all these people who are Dogecoin people and Ethereum and all the other. I don't get it, but. To me, it just feels like another financial product to speculate on and swing wildly on. But if this becomes standardized,
by the way, can I just say,
Bitcoin
has been important. Bitcoin has been unbelievably steady. It's at $60,000. It's been in the $60,000 range for a while. The idea is it's not going from $10 to $60,000 to $20,000. It's been very, very steady for a very long time.
But not even steady. It's like $60,000 and 10 cents, $60,000 and $3.
But
it's up and down constantly.
But if you were to open your mind a little bit, you would know that the dollar becomes worth more and less versus other currencies all the time.
But that's versus other
currencies. Like if you go to Europe and you have a dollar.
But I'm not in Europe. I'm in the United States.
Right, but it's worth less than it is here. A dollar's worth less.
But that's in another country, not in the United States.
How often do you go to Europe, though? See?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, when I graduated college, I went to Europe
if there's somebody that can explain this better. 877-710-ESPN. Bergman, find somebody smart.
All right, I got lines full. I'll find somebody.
Who can really explain this in a better way than I'm doing. Because I'm sure that is possible. I just think that when companies like Crypto.com sign up for 20 years for the naming rights to an arena that is as important and as significant as the artist formerly known as Staples Center, you know that this is real and this is happening whether you understand it or not.
Well,
they're paying $700 million.
I don't know.
What do you think? All of a sudden they're going to dry up
so
and go away?
Well, no, please. There's been plenty of naming rights deals that have gone horribly south within a year. Like there's been companies that paid $300 million and never actually and went bankrupt before the stadium.
So wait a minute. So you're suggesting that Crypto.com Arena could go away in a couple of years?
No, but I'm saying that just because they put their name on it and spent $700 million doesn't mean that crypto has been validated. It means that I think a door to normalcy and standardizing it amongst our culture has been opened, but I don't know that everyone's walking through it yet.
No, but I think the fact that they are taking this step is significant because it means that cryptocurrency is here to stay, and I think we will all understand it better at some point than I do. 877-710-ESPN, if you understand it. If you're just tuning in, Staples Center on Christmas Day becomes Crypto.com Arena. Ireland had a funny text to us I want to read coming up.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we are going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 Ooh. ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, what's going on? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Kaplan says, this is great radio. Mace, you will not convince people from ESPN to take pay from Bitcoin. I don't know. Where the building formerly known as Staples Center on Christmas Day will become Crypto.com Arena. Crypto.com Arena. How catchy is that? Do you think we will quickly nickname it?
Yeah, it's going to be the Crypt.
You think it's going to be the Crypt?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Ireland said. Teams come to die. Let me see. How did Ireland phrase it?
Oh, man.
Ireland phrased it. I see Michael Thompson's tweet. Welcome to the crypto.com arena, the crypto.com arena, the crypto.com arena. Okay, I'm already saying it three times in a row. Y'all try it now. Ireland says you call it the crypt. That's where teams go to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is a fun way to describe it. Staples Center never really got a nickname. It was just Staples.
Yeah, but like I don't even associate Staples Center with the office supply company anymore. It's just Staples.
Yeah, me either.
It's like, okay, whatever. I went to Staples 15 years ago.
Let me try Scott in San Diego, who says he's a Bitcoin expert. Scott, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man.
So I just wanted to say about the Bitcoin network that you mentioned the price volatility and why is it different from the euro and it's constantly changing price and all that. So the deal is basically all the other global currencies are pegged to the dollar. So they're relatively stable compared to each other. But because Bitcoin, they don't make more of it, that scarcity accrues value. Okay. And so like over time, what's happening is basically all the money printing that's happening at the central banks, just a fraction of that is pouring into Bitcoin. It's unstable because people are taking profits as they make money much more quickly than they're used to. They're forced to sell and price goes up and down. But generally, it's been a compound annual growth of roughly 100% per year. And if you compare that to like a traditional savings account, which makes like 0.5% or less per year, it's kind of a no-brainer in terms of having some of your money in Bitcoin.
Okay, so Scott, let me ask you a question. Just between us, okay, without telling anybody else, just between us, it's $60,000 per Bitcoin right now. Did you get in really early?
No, just last year. But it's been a ride. I've already made 8 times my annual salary just in the last year, just from Bitcoin.
There you go.
So wait, right. I got a question though. I understand why it goes up, but right now, is it being used or is it just investor speculation on its potential?
Yeah. Yeah, so in El Salvador, for example, McDonald's, Starbucks, they will sell you stuff for Bitcoin. You can go in and pay with Bitcoin right on your phone. You can buy gold on Bitcoin on like jambullion.com or one of those. There's a lot of websites you can buy stuff on. But yeah, in person in El Salvador, in the entire country, you can go to any chain store, any big store, and buy stuff with Bitcoin. Yeah.
There you go. So it's happening slowly, but it's happening. Hey, Scott, thanks for the phone call, man. Way to go on the investments. Good for you.
Thank you.
So I know people that bought Bitcoin for like $5 a Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
And now it's worth $60,000.
So, and here's the thing. If you bought in so early, I mean, there's no way that you can keep all of it. You would want to sell and take some profit, right? I mean, you would be like, okay, let me just take some profit.
Why? I mean, Bitcoin's 60 grand now. I think Bitcoin.
But it's all theoretical still.
But I think it could be $250,000 at some point in the next couple of years.
But again, all of this is still speculatory. I mean, he says there's a McDonald's in El Salvador. Okay.
How speculative can it be if they just stuck their name on the side of Staples Center, the most prominent building, one of the most prominent buildings in America in terms of being arenas?
Right, because they need people to adopt it as a standard currency in normalized culture. And that has not happened here yet because it's too weird for most people, right? Like people cannot wrap their head around what it is, why we need it, what the point is. And like, I totally understand the scarcity creates value. That makes sense. It's decentralized. It's not tied to any currency. But until it is, it's like the thing we always used to say about movies, right? Will it play in Peoria? Okay. All right. So it's on. So you can buy something in El Salvador and things on. You can buy some NFTs with it or some gold and some certain.
You can buy season tickets to Mavericks games.
Right. So
stuff
these
like that.
Kinds of things are really important, right? Like if you can buy them at Mavericks games, that makes it more normalized. If you can buy stuff at Staples Center, it makes it more normalized.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not there yet. So that's the whole point of the investment. It's not just a marketing thing. It's a normalizing thing. Like they're going to have a booth outside that are trying to get people to sign up for it, but it's still contingent on the average Joe deciding, yeah, I'm going to open up a crypto account. I'm going to open up the crypto.com is a bank. It is a cryptocurrency
bank. Yes, it is a bank. Correct.
Just like Coinbase, which is an official NBA sponsor. The other part of this is like, okay, so let's just open up a crypto account, a bank account, in addition to like my Chase account or my Discover card or whatever you want to use. And you have to get regular people. Jorge, you're a regular guy, right? Do you want to open up a crypto account, not really knowing why or if it's going to be a good thing for you?
No.
You feel like doing that tomorrow?
No, I don't.
When you go to Staples Center? Like, nope. I might do it. I might be like, okay, I'll take $500 and I'll open up an account and I'll do a very minor kind of investment in that level so I can buy some soda when I go to Staples Center. But you know what? That might be enough. If you get enough people and you make it the only way that you can buy concessions at Staples Center.
Do you think Staples that might Center. Happen? That the only way you'd buy concessions at Staples Center is using crypto?
Maybe. I mean, that would be a really smart way to do it.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I mean, you just need to get users to adopt this as their primary platform. And the more you get, the more it grows.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get out of this wonky conversation. Bergman, do you think this wonky conversation scored or didn't score?
I don't even know. I'm still a little annoyed by all of it just because I don't understand crypto or anything about it.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody really does.
I say just be
smarter. It's not even smarter. Like, even the guy that you had, it was an expert. He just said all the stuff
we
already know.
No, he said he was smart.
He's just explaining why it's a good investment. Nobody's explaining to me why I need it.
Right, and also, like, with this Crypto.com thing, there has to be some kind of opt-out in this deal, right? Because what happens if crypto just randomly falls apart
crypto
in 5 years?
Crypto is not going to fall apart.
Well,
you guys
saying,
keep saying
you're
that.
Saying
it's
that.
You know what it's like? It's like the metaverse.
It's
Everybody
possible.
Says the metaverse is not real. No, it is going to be a thing, whether you like it or not. It's like self-driving cars. Whether you like it or not, we will all be in self-driving cars. All these things are inevitable.
Hold on.
You can either get on the ride early or hop on the ride late.
All right, this guy says they don't make a lot of it. That's why it's worth a lot of money. So
correct.
I know, we got that. Everybody understands that.
They only make 21. There are only 21 million bitcoins.
Right. Yeah. But if you're promoting it everywhere and you have an arena named after something like that, aren't you going to have to start making more and it's going to lose value, right?
No. There are only 21 million bitcoins, period. End of story.
It's not like really, really expensive.
It's not like when we start printing money at the, they print dollars. They print new dollars.
Correct.
There will never be more than 21 million bitcoins. That's it. That's why they accrue and that's why they get more and more valuable.
All right, let's have fun now.
That's, I know. Can I say one other thing, by the way?
This was the educational part of the show.
Let me say one. We didn't actually learn anything. We just continue to be confused by it. There was an announcement yesterday, and as the lady here, I need to stick up for the ladies, okay?
Okay.
The Kings and the Lakers play at Staples Center. The Sparks also play there, but they were not offered any partnership agreement like the Kings and the Lakers were by the Crypto.com folks. Like they just, you could play at our new arena, but you can't be partners.
Who was involved? Lakers?
Lakers and the Kings. The Clippers are obviously moving to their new arena in 2024.
So the Clippers won't be involved.
Right. But Derek Fisher, who's the coach of the Sparks, had an interesting tweet the other day. He's like, he essentially says, he replied to the announcement from the Crypto.com Twitter handle and said, I'll read you his tweet. He said, come on now. Where is your tweet, Fish? He replied to the tweet and said, this will take some time getting used to, but make sure you save some room there for the Sparks. Hashtag women play sports too.
There you go. All right. So they're not currently involved, but maybe crypto.
They'll play there and they didn't.
.com.
Maybe they should cut the ladies in a little bit. I'm just saying. Okay. We should cut the ladies in.
Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. I hated the way the show started today. I think Morales was right. I think this was a lame beginning to the show.
Yeah,
what
it was
a
little rough.
Yeah. Bergman, what do you think?
It was a little rough. Like, you called for some sound. There was no sound. Like, we had a delay. It was a little awkward.
We had a delay. All
we can do better.
Everything was great. Let's just go have fun.
Let's restart the show next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, what is going on? It is Wednesday. Don't forget, at some point today, I will tell a lie. If you figure out the lie and you call in at 2:30, we're only here till 2:30 today. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the Paycom Wooden Legacy at the Anaheim Convention Center, November 25 and 26, featuring USC, Georgetown, San Diego State, and St. Joseph. And I will tell you right now, I have yet to tell the lie. I have yet to tell the lie because we got into a wonky conversation about Bitcoin. So it's time to spin the wheel of questions.
Ooh.
And you never know what's going to pop up on the Wheel of Questions. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Hit it, Jorge. Okay. I like this question a lot. Okay, the question is this. If you could instantly become a master of any one skill, what skill would you pick? Any one skill you can master it, what skill would you pick?
That's a great question, Mace. I mean, like, so can it be a myth, like a skill like flying? Can I fly?
No. It's not superhero skills. Oh, it's like regular
singing.
Skills.
Okay. Computer science, something like
correct,
that. Okay.
Correct. Like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Understanding cryptocurrency.
Oh, that's a good skill.
Yeah.
I'm the master at it now.
Probably get rich doing that.
Hey, so how come it goes, there's only a certain amount of it? And
No, enough. No, we're done with that's the end of cryptocurrency conversation.
I really want to say singing, but I always, whenever I get this thought in my head, I think the coolest thing ever would be to be an international soccer star.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
I think I would rather... Yeah, I think it would be pretty awesome. But I think maybe I'm kind of too old for that now. can I be Cristiano Ronaldo?
Why not?
Why not? If you can get this one skill.
Yeah, let's do it. That'd be awesome.
Momo's skill? Soccer. Jorge, what about you?
An airline pilot.
So you'd want to be able to be an airline
anywhere.
Pilot?
Yeah, fly anywhere and go visit places and, you know, get paid to do it, you know?
Okay, so that's the one skill, flying a
plane.
Yeah,
a pilot. Yeah, flying a plane.
Bergman?
I told you, crypto.
Give a real answer.
I'm serious. Why? That's money. If I was a master at crypto, then I would be doing just fine right now. Is that okay?
So master of crypto.
Yeah.
So for me, it comes down to two things. One is I've always admired the person that can show up at a party and play the guitar. Like, that's a really cool thing, to be able to show up a party and everybody gathers around and sings a song. Playing the guitar, I think, would be a really cool,
that'd be cool
skill.
Everybody hates that guy.
Yeah.
No, you think everybody hates the guy that shows up at the party with the guitar?
Yeah, you'd be the guy that's like walking around carrying your guitar with you and being like, oh, I'm going to serenade everybody.
Yeah, I'd be the guy that carries the guitar.
Where's the bonfire going to be so I don't sit there?
Right, I'm walking away from that bonfire.
Oh, man. The other one, and I have tried this, no kidding, probably 10 times, learning to speak Spanish.
Oh, yo te puedo enseñar right now. First class starts right now.
I have tried so hard, Jorge. I mean, I took two years of Spanish in high school, three semesters of Spanish when I was at Bowling Green. I've tried Berlitz. I've tried all kinds of different online. I cannot make any progress. But I would love to, because I love spending time in Central America and South America. And I can even picture a time when I might live part of the year in Central America or South America. But I really would need to pick up Spanish in order to be able to do that. And I haven't quite been able to. Like, one of my dreams is that I would learn to speak Spanish proficiently enough to go on to a Spanish language radio station and do a segment about the Dodgers or do a segment about the Lakers. That would be unbelievable. Like, Ben Lyon's dad is fluent in Spanish. Mm-hmm. He has actually been on Boston Reds. He's a huge Red Sox fan. Has actually been on Boston Red Sox radio broadcasts speaking Spanish. He's completely fluent. How cool would that be to have the command of another language?
It's a great play.
And I have, un poco. I have un poco. But that's about it.
Hablas un poco. Look, I think that the only way you will learn Spanish or any other language at this age is to immerse yourself by living there and only speaking Spanish for like a month. Probably the only way. I don't think you can just take a class.
Probably longer than a month, too. Probably longer than a month. But you're right.
Yeah, probably.
It's about being immersed. Like, up the street, I put a after my dad passed away, we put the Steve J. Mashonsky Jr. Computer Lab at Grandview Elementary School up the street from me. And really cool thing. They are language immersive. They're bilingual. So half the kids speak Spanish, half the kids speak English, and they learn the other language from each other. I think that's a really cool way to go. And by the way, supposedly learning a language is the best thing you can do for your brain as you're getting older. Learning a new language.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things, like, I really want to try to do with my son is to help him learn other languages now, because your brain is so flexible at this age. It's so cool. Because I've never felt like the uncouth American, except when I travel overseas and everybody else speaks English and that's all I speak.
Yes.
Like, you'll walk up to somebody anywhere in the world and they all speak English, but we're just like, parlez-vous français?
Right.
You know, like, it's so embarrassing. Like, everywhere I go, it's just, I should do better. We all should do better.
We think English is the only language. Ugh. All right. Coming up next for you. Hey, believe it or not, according to ESPN, Matthew Stafford is still in the MVP race. And I'll tell you how stupid people are with their passwords for different sites and different functions. How dumb people are with their passwords. That's coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.